tonight.
So I cannot talk about gambling without laying down a little Sinatra in the background. And there's a special event.
I love that.
Yeah,
that,
right? Yeah, I lay down some Sinatra. I'm serious business. Ladies and gentlemen, we're joined on the phone by the goddess of slots. That is, I got to ask about the name, but her name is Lorraine. I hope I get this right. Lorraine Bensivengo. Did I do that right?
Yes. It's nice. Bensivengo Ziff. Yes.
Nice try. Right. Okay, so, got it.
You see, you like Sinatra. You said another Italian name. This is perfect. We're off to a great start.
See, I tell you, so Lorraine, the goddess of slots, what's the, like, how did you become that?
Yeah, how do you become a goddess of slots? Because I love the slot machines. I'm not a goddess yet.
I think Laura, honestly, though, Lorraine, is exclusively, like, you exclusively play slots.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I
will do roulette once in a while, but yes, slots is where it's at. And I, you know, I love getting on a machine and just, you know, riding it out, and I love it.
So how did you get the name?
Me too.
How'd you get the
name? It's multifaceted, actually. It's a lot of fun. When I first got started... I was already playing slots, and I'm an actress in addition to doing the social media stuff, and I was waiting for a job, so I was on hold, went to a casino, threw some money into a slot machine, hit a jackpot, and it took off. So one of my friends filmed it. We posted it. It went viral, and I got a million views, like, immediately, which was insane.
Yeah.
And so a friend of mine pointed out that, hey, there's a whole world of social media that is content related specifically for casinos and slot machines, which I didn't know about. He then said, if you're going to do this, you should really do this. And you should, you know, with the amount of views you just got, we should call you something. And he jokingly refers to me as goddess anyway, because I'm always, you know, with the fashion and the clothes and everything. And then, of course, it was, I've always been very pro, all women have goddess within them, so there's that. And then, of course, there's that little, you dominated the machine, so there's, you know.
Right.
So there's three levels and layers to the name. And it kind of stuck.
You've got a series. I think you're going to be doing, like, you can explain it. You got three drawings, 7, 8, and 9, that you will host, and there's going to be winners in those drawings that will unlock your signature goddess bonus, like a slot bonus feature. Each of these winners will spin the goddess bonus wheel for a shot at up to $1,000 in cash on top of their prize, which is pretty sweet, actually.
Exactly. And in addition to that, we're going to have surprise payouts to just random people on the floor, too. So even though there's specific, you know, 7, 8, and 9 o'clock things, and starting at 6 o'clock there's going to be hot seat drawings every 30 minutes.
Okay.
So, and also these surprise payouts. So there's going to be so much stuff happening in the entire time that people are there.
Yeah, right.
Do you have a favorite machine?
I really enjoy a lot of the Dragon Link games, which I know Revo doesn't have, but what Revo does have is the Ultimate Fire Link, which is my other absolute favorite. So I love Olivera Street, China Games.
Yeah, the Beozu Zhao Fu, the one with the firecrackers. It has the purple, the red, and the green firecrackers, and they light up.
Exactly.
And that's one of my favorites, all-time favorites.
So,
love the machine.
Truth be told, Lorraine, goddess, I should say. So Laura and I were at one of the other Revo casinos not too long ago, and she loves the slot. So I'm standing there, and I'm watching her. And I said, and I had some you know, stuff, some money I wanted to spend, so I sat down at one, and I couldn't figure it out. I mean, there's 50, it's 6, 7 feet, 8 feet tall. There's a million things that are shown on the screen.
I get confused.
And Laura had to explain to me
what was going on,
because I grew up in the, you know, three lines. That's it. You get the bar, 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 the cherry, cherry, cherry.
Yep.
That's how I grew up. But some of these, I got to be honest, and I don't know what this says about me. They kind of intimidate me, because I feel like I don't know what I'm doing when I sit there to do it. I can't be alone.
So a couple of things to that. You're not alone. The old-fashioned games, which is what you're talking about, a lot of those are being phased out.
Mm-hmm.
But some people will say that those old standbys are the ones that continue to pay out the best. And I admit, I enjoy some of those myself.
Right.
What I would say is every single game shows the rules. And the rules are not always the same for all of the different games. So some games will say play max bet for best output. Some will return to player. Some will not say that. If it doesn't say that, you don't necessarily have to play max bet. So my suggestion is always look at the game rules before you start. And in addition, on my stuff specifically, that's kind of what I'm known for. In addition, on all of my social media, which is Goddess of Slots, I'm known for giving tutorials as I play, you know, while I'm filming, I'm saying, hey, if you've never played this before, this is how you do it, so that people don't walk into the casino and, you know, feel intimidated.
Right. Is there, do you, and I don't even know if this is a question that's knowable, is there a level of slot machine, like I know there's they have some quarters and they get the dollars and the 20 bucks, and is there a level of slot machine that yields the best results? Is that a knowable thing?
What I would say, and what a lot of the machines even say specifically in their rules is play max bet. So let's say I'm playing a 10-cent denomination,
mm-hmm.
but I want to play, or a penny denomination, but I want to play the highest bet possible on that 10-cent denomination.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the places that I've been to, they play a 10-cent bet, and they'll play either the second or one down from that, the max bet, or one lower than that, and that seems to be a sweet spot for a lot of these machines.
Yeah, I'm always right in the middle. Like, even if I'm playing the pennies, I don't play the, you know, 200 credits, which is $2, and I don't play the $8, but I'm somewhere in between. I might do a 4 or a 6. I don't do low and I don't do high, and I always like the middle.
That's smart.
She's got such a strategy where I'm a schleb.
She's smart.
Yeah.
She's doing it right.
I get up there, Lorraine. I get up there and bam, I hit the button. Boom, spin it, and I hope it lights up. And you know what I mean?
Casinos love you.
I know. I'm sure. $6,000 in cash and prizes, and I just pulled you up on Instagram. You're lovely, by the way. Very lovely.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
She's going to bring all of her energy, and maybe if you have kind of questions like me, you know, maybe she could be someone that could help you. But also, she's going to be giving away a lot of money. So you tour. Do you tour around the country and do this?
I do. I go all over the country. Different casinos invite me. I'm actually even doing a Virgin Voyages cruise in September, specifically to Goddess of Slots, and
Sweet.
Players are getting comped rooms. Mm. Yeah. So.
Nice.
But just getting back to Revo real quick, we're also going to be giving away a lot of swag. So I want people to know that even if they don't necessarily win money, they could possibly win T-shirts.
Yeah.
So that's some, you know, and we're having goddess drinks. So
do you be doing
it? There's going to be all kinds of stuff.
Will you be doing any karate moves, or is it strictly just gambling?
Because right, she does it right.
I do have my third degree black belt in Taekwondo. I will probably be wearing a dress, so it wouldn't be ladylike.
Okay, all right, just making sure.
Kelly's got a question for you.
Lorraine, when you're playing, like, you know, obviously you're playing blackjack or poker, you got to be easy on maybe how many beers or alcoholic drinks you have. Did you have a limit yourself when you're playing the slots and how many drinks you're going to have?
So I will tell you that I tend not to drink when I'm playing because I want to be as clear-headed as humanly possible.
Right.
What fun is that?
I know.
But you know? You have the drink afterwards when you're celebrating.
So, Lorraine, obviously, you talked about being an actress. I know you've done some movies in Once Upon a Time in Brooklyn, Six Gun Savior, and some Netflix Real Rob and a bunch of HBO television series as well. Can I ask what some of the series were that you were on HBO?
Well, a lot of these movies are on are out there on all these different things.
Yeah,
and as
right.
I said, the Real Rob thing, and now all my stuff's on IMDb.
Yeah.
So you got to kind of look at that.
Right.
You're catching me a little off. It's a little early for me in the morning.
Yeah, I apologize. I know.
Because I'm in casinos all night long.
Yeah. So were you always, before this kind of, this ball got rolling, were you always a late night type person?
I've always been a night owl. Yeah.
I was too before
always,
this job.
Always.
This job kind of shifted everything for me. So what is it? See, this is one of the things that's really cool. In this job that we do, whenever we have, you know, we do contests and prizes. And one of the coolest things, man, is to see somebody's face light up when they won a prize. What, like, we've given away motorcycles and cars and stuff like that. But same thing when they win money. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I'm sure you've seen people win big, you know, whether it was at the slots or at the casinos, just simply because you're there often. What's the biggest jackpot you've seen somebody win, or maybe you won if you were that lucky?
I have won some very nice jackpots. I won $32,000 just, you know, on one thing one time. I won 27 stuff. I won some really nice sized jackpots, and my usual bet is a $1 denomination, and then whatever I'm playing from there. So I don't go nuts on my own bets. But the greatest thing I ever saw was a woman who was sitting next to me. She was playing a 10 cent denomination, and she just had popped into the casino with a couple of dollars in her hand, and she won $100,000 on the machine next to me.
Oh,
and
God.
This was like life changing for this woman. You could just, you know, she lost her mind. And I am as happy, maybe even more happy, seeing people win, you know, because it's kind of like us. I hate for Revo to hear this, but it's kind of like us against the casino in a way.
Right.
Oh, no,
right.
I feel the same way. Yeah. I love Revo. You're making me want to go there today. We have one locally next to me, so I go often. But it's so, when somebody else's bells and whistles, I will stop playing on my machine to watch them. And it's so much fun.
Here's the thing that's true, though. Revo loves it, too.
They do.
They love to see people win. I know that they're a money-making venture. Of course they are. Everybody knows that. But they're very excited when people win because that's good for business.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
So when you win, like Laura, when she won on St. Patty's Day some money.
Congratulations.
I mean, I left with like $1,300, but win.
She was off the charts, jumping up and down, making a Yahoo stuff. So I'm kind of like, hey, let's keep that on the down low. Hey, you just want some cash. Let's be cool. Cause you don't want, you know, I don't want anybody to know I just won a lot. So how should people react? Is it good to lose your mind and scream, or should I be like low key and like nobody know?
Well, you've got a lot of control if you do that, I'll tell you, because it's exciting to win. I mean, that's the beauty of going to the casino, right? That's the adrenaline rush. But first of all, if you're worried about anybody, you know, every casino has thousands of eyes on you with the cameras everywhere. So you don't have to worry about that.
Right.
But also, I think, like you said, everybody around you appreciates when you win. So why not, you know, whoop and holler and be excited about it.
Agreed.
Exactly.
So, Lorraine, nice having you on with us today. We really appreciate it. What a fun job you have.
Thank you. Thank you so much. What a fun job you have. I appreciate you all.
That is true. I'm not going to lie. That is true. Well, it's great to talk to you, and thanks for being with us today. We appreciate it.
All right. Take care. Thank you.
You got it. Thank you very much. There goes Lorraine, the goddess of slots.